When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, on Tuesday mornings, we've been having a great time having conversations with the department heads from the city of Canton. We had a chance to talk to the mayor last week about some things that have been happening. And today we have director of the Canton Civil Service Department, Rachel Forshoni, with us. How are you?
I'm well. How are you, Pam?
I'm doing great. Doing great. So glad we could have you come down and visit us. Sorry that you were had to, you know, go through the rain to get here, though.
Hey, you know what? I wore tall shoes just for that matter.
There you go. That's a good idea. So, first of all, before we get into some of the workings of the department, tell folks a little bit about yourself and your background.
Sure. So, my husband likes to kid that I'm actually from the Witness Protection Program, but what a lot of people don't know is I'm actually from a small West Texas town where I was born and raised, and then after college, I went to grad school at Akron, and then shortly thereafter, I was fortunate to land a job with the county, where I was there for 12 years, and then 3 years ago, this past Friday, I actually joined the city of Canton as a civil service department member.
All right, very good. And her husband, Judge Frank Forshoni, we should say, as if you didn't gather that by her last name.
Yes, it is quite a unique last name.
Yes, and it's said many different ways,
yes,
isn't
it? Yes, it is.
By many different people, for sure.
That was part of the test to be able to marry him, as I had to pass the last name pronunciation.
There you go. All right, good. So let's talk about the Civil Service Department. I think people, you know, obviously don't know what the task is, except that, oh no, if I want that job, I have to take a civil service exam. That's
yes,
probably the first
yes.
thing.
Oh, it is. And you mm-hmm. can see the panic in their face when they hear that. So it is a civil service exam, but I always like to tell people it's not the civil service exam of yesterday. Our job is not to disqualify every eligible candidate. Our job is to build the applicant pool. And so my department's actually in the last few years have revised all of our civil service tests. And there's not just one. That's another common misconception, is there's not one test for all jobs. It's different tests for different jobs. And it's aptitude based on your skills and ability to meet the needs of that job.
Okay.
And so we've revised all of the tests. And so it's meant to just make sure you have the basic ability to do the job that you're applying for.
Yeah, I always wondered what was on the
yes.
civil service exam.
Yes,
I had no idea.
You know,
wondered, oh, could I pass one if I took one? I don't know. I would hope
yes.
I could. But,
yes, you could.
that's good to know. All right. So, yeah, talk about the jobs with the city. How does that whole thing work? I mean, what's a normal day for you look
sure.
like?
Sure. So it's a very interesting job. No 2 days are ever alike. We do a lot of testing. We do a lot of recruiting. That's probably the biggest thing we've taken on in the last few years, is we've become the recruiting arm for pretty much all of the city jobs, part-time, full-time, seasonal. And so we've been going out into the field to community events, career fairs all over the region to try and really just present the brand for Canton. A lot of people don't know that there are jobs available with the city, or they're a little timid about being able to land the job with the city. And so our job is to kind of spread brand awareness of city and the available jobs that we have to offer.
Is there a requirement that people live in the city to have a job with the city?
No, that's a great question. No, there is no longer any requirement that you have to live in the city. They used to get bonus credit for it, but even that is not part of it anymore. So we welcome anyone and everyone. In fact, most of our applicants don't come from the city.
Okay. And I think that, like you said, that's good to know, because and in this day and age, when everybody's trying to really build up their you know, pool there.
Sure.
There's so many people Absolutely. That are wanting jobs and, yeah. and also cities that are needing more recruitment, correct?
Yes, very, very true. In fact, just last week we were in Akron, we were in Tuscarawas County. We go all over the place. We've been as far as, oh gosh, about 3 hours west of here. So we go far and wide because we'll take anyone and everyone. Residency doesn't matter.
Has it been hard to find people, you know, to recruit people?
You know, it has been hard. I think there's no, you know, lack of awareness that police officers probably our biggest one to hire right now. Mm-hmm. Firefighters are probably close thereafter, but that's probably been the most difficult job. CDL drivers and mechanics are the other two big ones that we struggle to recruit. And so we've had to revise some of our job descriptions. For police officers and firefighters, we actually extended the age requirements. So you can be up to 39 years old and be eligible. It used to be 35. So we've been bumping that up, trying to find the best candidate for the positions.
So what other jobs are we talking about? You mentioned a few there, but, you know, when you say CDL license for whoever would be driving, would that be like who would be driving a sanitary truck
sure.
or something
so
like that?
Sure, so all of our heavy-duty vehicles that the city has, so our collections department, our water department, our streets department, our fire department.
Okay.
You know, you don't think about our fire yeah. trucks need work, and so you have to be able yes. to drive them to repair them. So CDLAs are a big one. We also have openings for CDLBs, and so a little smaller vehicles, not quite the rigorous testing process for those.
And any other jobs, like at City Hall, that fall under your department?
Sure. So actually, a lot of people don't know, but the several jobs of the Board of Education fall under our department, as well as the City Health Department. And so right now we have several openings for our health department as well.
So if someone was looking, they could contact you and see if jobs are open?
Absolutely.
Or how does that work?
Sure.
Website?
Sure. So all of our jobs are actually online. They can go to the city's website, or they can go to governmentjobs.com, and they're all online. The application process is all online as well. And what I always like to tell people is you create an account, which I won't lie, is a lot of work, and it usually deters people. So hang with that part. And then once your profile's created, you can apply for as many jobs as you want very easily.
Okay. And then the process from there, once your account's created, you apply for the jobs. How does that process go then?
Sure. So once the job application window closes, we'll go through and evaluate candidates to make sure they meet the minimum qualifications of the job. That is a requirement of civil service, that they have to meet the minimum qualifications. And then we'll administer some kind of civil service exam. So it could be the written exam. It could be an agility exam for one of our more physical jobs like police and fire. And then we'll score candidates and rank them based on those scores. And then that list of eligible candidates then goes to the department for their consideration.
Okay. And right now, do you have any guesstimate on how many job openings there are at all?
We usually have anywhere around 20, I'll say between 15 to 25 at any given time. And then we add new ones pretty much every couple of days.
Okay. And what's the website again?
It's governmentjobs.com or the city of Canton at cantonohio.gov.
Okay. Anything that I missed that we should be talking about that I forgot about?
I don't think so. Just if you do have any questions or concerns or any issues, we always encourage people to reach out. And then we also like to tell people that if you have trouble with the application, you're more than welcome to come into our office and we'll gladly help with
that. And your office is located where?
We are in City Hall on the third floor.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Very good. Rachel Forcione, thank you.
It's been my pleasure. And I do want to just quickly add, if I can,
sure.
that you know, we have a new mayor in office, and he's been very supportive of all that we do, and we're very grateful for that. I know a lot of our department heads, all of our staff, really appreciate the new direction he's taking with us and are taking the city, and so we're all very thrilled to be a part of that.
Yeah, we are too. It's been great, and I think it's been good for our listeners too to get an idea of what everybody does and, and you know, hearing from you guys personally.
Yeah, we're excited to talk about what we do.
Yeah, that's great, and we'll you know, if there's anything special that you ever need to, you know, get out on the radio, of course, people want to hear it, and we'd be glad to have you on anytime.
Well, great. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you.